Hello and welcome to Njota Talks, Art Bearing Witness. I am your host, Omenihu Amachi, the artist, Omenka, as we artists are called in Igbo language. My guest today on Njota Talks is singer sensation Chisom. Chisom Constance Oji is a songwriter, singer, and composer of gospel music. She currently resides in the United States and is impacting the world around her. Chisom released her first music CD, God is Alive, in 2004, and has since written over 50 songs and released 3 albums. I'm going to tell you about myself a little bit more. I am the artist Omenihu Amachi, and the program is Njota Talks, Art Bearing Witness. On this program, we talk about my artwork, we talk about artwork, we talk about artists and people, Igbo people, Biafrans, people who were involved in the Nigeria-Biafra War, people who originate from that area of the world. And so today I will be featuring my guest, Constance Chisom Oji, who is a singer and songwriter, and I will also feature a painting that I made. It's a portrait painting of Chisom herself, and you can log on to njota.org, www.njota.org. I go on the link for Chisom, and you can see the painting. It is an acrylic painting on canvas, and it is 15 by 13, and it appears that Chisom has come on the line now, and I'd like to welcome Chisom to Njota Talks.
Hi, this is Chisom. Good evening.
Okay, Chisom, how are you? Welcome to Njota Talks.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you are listening to Njota Talks, a program of Art Bearing Witness, and I just talked about you and your music. You currently live in the United States, and you're from Nigeria. You are Igbo, and you have, since you came to the United States, released since 2004, 3 albums and over 50 songs. And one of your first CD actually was titled God is Alive. You're welcome again to Njota Talks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now tell us, what does the Igbo name Chisom actually mean?
Chisom actually means God follows you. This is a name that my dad gave me because of a situation that took place after my birth. After, you know, I came into the world, pretty much, he was so excited, and he went out to tell friends about my arrival, the arrival of a second daughter. When he came home, he kind of collapsed, and eventually, thank God, he was revived. And when he got up, he said, God actually saved his life on this very day that my daughter was born. I believe, he said he believed that God was with him. So he said, I'm going to name this child Chisom, which means that God, you know, is with him. So that was how this name was given to me, Chisom.
Yes, that sounds very interesting. And I must assume that the collapse was due to excitement.
Oh, I guess. You know, I don't actually know what happened, but this is what I was told growing up, you know. So
talk a little bit more about your childhood. Did you imagine as a child that you would impact the lives of so many people today with your music?
Are you saying, was it since I was a child?
Well, you know, yeah, when you were a child, did you imagine that you would be a singer-songwriter, a sensational singer-songwriter that impacts the lives of people, you know, with your music?
Since I was a child, I've always had a passion for music for some reason. You know, music, you know, excites me a whole lot. In fact, as a child, I used to ask people to sing to me or have me, you know, sing for them. That was how much I love, you know, music. As a child, I used to actually hear songs in my head. You know, I wrote two songs, you know, when I was between the age of 8 and 10. And when I came to the U.S., that was actually, you know, when I started writing more. But, you know, since childhood, I've been writing, yes.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds great. What about, I assume that your father is no longer with us?
Yeah, my dad died in a motor accident in 1987 when he was 36, and unfortunately.
My sympathies. And your mother?
Oh, my mother is still alive, thank God. She's
okay.
Well and strong.
Okay. I was looking at your music, one of your CDs, your recent release, and I noticed that your mother collaborated on one of the songs, actually. How did that come about?
That was my second album titled Agatha Wom. She wrote the last track, Imarala Jesus, Have You Known Jesus? She wrote that song.
Okay, she wrote it. Wow. Okay, maybe later on we can listen to that song. But I'd like to, you know, play one of your songs here. And I see in the studio there's a song here that is queued up, and it's called You Have the Final Say. Let's take a listen to that. Chisom Oji. Constance Chisom Oji. You Have the Final Say.
Though the troubles I face are weighing me down, though the road is so dark, I can't see ahead. Now I'm losing hope, I don't know what else to believe. Yet you say you've gotta be faithful till the end. You have the final say when my walls are crumbling down. You say be still and know I am God, and to be calm and know I'm in control. I trust in you, I hope in you. Despite the hard times, you have a final say. Though I'm striving to keep my head over the water, though the wave is so strong, I can't swim up. Now I'm feeling weak, I cannot hold on anymore. Yet you say, here comes the land under your feet. You have the final say when my walls are crumbling down. You say be still and know I am God, and to be calm and know I'm in control. I trust in you, I hope in you. Despite the hard times, you have a final say. When my walls are crumbling down, you say be still and know I am God.
All right. That's Chisom Oji, Constance Chisom Oji there with You Have the Final Say from her premier album, God is Alive, in 2004. And God is, God has the final say, is produced by, let me see, what's the name of the producer here?
Joe Stout.
Joe Stout. Okay, just that. And this was here in the United States.
Yes, Plymouth, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Okay. You had been writing music already before you came to the United States. Tell us
yes.
a little bit about leaving home in Nigeria. You know, what was it like living in Nigeria before? I know you were not... in Biafra. You were not born at the time of Biafra, right?
mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I was not.
you're that young. You were not born at that time. But you obviously heard some stories. Do you have any stories that were memorable, that really stuck out, that you can retell? Biafra stories.
In Nigeria, about Biafra, is it?
Yes, about Biafra.
The Biafra War?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, you know, the stories I had about, you know, Biafra, you know, I don't think I had of any good story, you know. My grandpa pretty much, you know, they were in war. They talked about how much they starved and how they have to feed on insects and hide in wells, you know, from their enemies and things like that. I don't think it was a good story, you know, that I had from them, and I'm grateful I didn't experience it. So pretty much I was born when all this bad memorable moments, you know, were over.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I can think of, the Biafra. I didn't really experience it.
Yeah, that's understandable. You know, I talk about that a lot, about Biafra a lot on the show sometimes. Just as a reminder to all Igbo people about our history, what happened to the Igbo people at some point in our lives, in our parents' lifetime or our grandparents. It is a story just almost similar to the Jewish Holocaust, which you hear every ever so often. But tell me about home, about Nigeria. Growing up in Nigeria, we were talking about earlier, and how you left Nigeria. What caused you to leave? Did you plan it, or was it something that just came about?
You know, well, I got married, you know, while I was in Nigeria, and it happens that my husband, you know, lives in the United States, so I pretty much joined him. And while I was in Nigeria, I enjoyed my life pretty much. You know, I went to secondary school, primary and secondary school in Nigeria. While I was there, I lived in school. I enjoyed my education. I enjoyed my childhood. Even though my dad left very early, you know, I had my families there supporting me. Went to school, got married, then joined my husband over here, and still life continued. I can't really complain. I think I enjoyed my life, you know, my childhood in Nigeria.
Okay. And how was your trip coming over here to the United States? Was it a pleasant experience?
I thought, I think, you know, it was a whole different experience for me. Coming over here, pretty much I saw myself in a different culture, you know, where I have to learn. I remember coming new into this country and greeting almost every single person I see on the street. Good morning, good afternoon, good morning. And they were looking at me like, do I know you from somewhere, you know, because in Nigeria, you know, people greet whoever you see on the street pretty much. As long as they're older than you, you would say, good morning, sir, good afternoon, sir. Yeah, you greet people that you know, so all those things are like a different experience for me, you know, coming into this country. But, you know, I pretty much adjusted well initially I was home for a while because I was trying to get into school. But the minute I got into school, I was free from loneliness. I was able to mingle with other people, learn how to speak the American English and how to understand, you know, what people from this culture are saying. And I was able to blend very well with them.
Yes. And as a singer-songwriter, as a musician, I understand that it takes very little for you to blend into most situations because you have been described a very sociable young lady as somebody who is really, really very friendly and cheerful and energetic.
Thank you.
And not to say the least, gorgeous at that. Some people have described you as
you.
When you walk into a room, you liven up the room. And I am thrilled to have you on the show, Njata Talks.
Thank you very much.
Heart-bearing witness. My guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Constance Chisom Oji, singer, songwriter, who was born in Nigeria and currently lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she performs regularly gospel music. At what point, Chisom, did you have an epiphany that you had to play music? And what led you to play music, to decide to sing and to write songs?
Can you repeat that question again, please?
I'm asking about the epiphany you had, the revelation, the inspiration. At what point in life did you know that you were destined to be a singer and songwriter?
Well, as a child, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I've always, you know, had so much passion for music. I would pretty much hear songs from nowhere in my head, and I would be singing it. I remember my mom asking me one time, who is teaching you all those songs? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I just hear them. And when I came to the United States, you know, and I pretty much put everything about music on hold. I decided to face my education and, you know, get my degree, my bachelor's and everything. It was in 2004 that I was invited to a program in New York. I went there to perform, and people were like, oh, my God, you have a beautiful voice, so you can sing, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you go to a studio and do some songs and do some recording? For some reason, you know, I didn't believe I can write my own songs. I didn't believe I can, you know, make my own albums. I just had so much doubt within me. You know, but people saw something in me, and each time I sing in a church or in a little group or at work, you know, I hear people would say to me, "Why don't you go sing? You sound so good. You know, you can be a star. You can do this and do that. You have such a beautiful voice." You know, it wasn't until one day that a friend decided to take me to a studio. I went to the studio. I did a song. And the producer was like, oh, my God, you sound like some artist I know in my country, you know. Wow, you have great potentials. You can do something great. You can, you know, be a big star tomorrow, you know. So he pretty much encouraged me to start doing my own songs and working on doing something bigger than just singing, you know, other people's songs. So that was when I decided to sit down and start writing my own songs. And I would hear songs in my dreams, and I write. Most of the time I write, you know, when I'm, you know, very, very happy or when I'm very, very sad. So my emotions, you know, inspire me a lot to write. You know, when I'm very sad, I can sit down and write a song. When I'm very sad about, you know, the way I'm feeling, sometimes in my dreams, you know, I would hear songs, you know, I would get beautiful wordings, you know, to use. And sometimes when I just sit there and look out, look outside, I look at the trees, I look at the sky, I look at the birds, I admire nature, I get inspiration from that, you know. I sometimes try to think, you know, deeper than usual sometimes, you know, to get, you know, lyrics for my songs, you know. So it's pretty much a gift that is so buried within me that, you know, I know the gift is there. You know, when people ask me to write songs about birthdays or marriage and love songs for them, you know, I get inspiration right away. It's just easy for me to sit down and start thinking of what to write. You know, so that was how I know that God has really, you know, gifted me in that area of music. And each time I write a song and it come out, people always go, "Well, that's beautiful. Are you sure you wrote it? Are you sure you did you already write a song?" And I say, "Yeah." They're like, "Really? Wow." You know. So every inspiration I get, you know, is based on my experiences and my emotions, and God ultimately, you know, is a source of my inspiration as well. So that's
yes, indeed,
pretty much what I can say.
And the songs really are touching and captivating, like a lot of your fans can testify to. But do you sing all day long?
Actually, most of the time I'm always singing. At work, they know me as the singing, you know, some patients will say, remember the singing doctor or the singing PA? Once you say the singing doctor, they know me. Because I'm always singing. Sometimes, even without knowing it, I see myself singing and humming. And, you know,
yeah.
So it just, I cannot help. It's just a huge part of my life.
Okay. You know, but as a child, did you sing in church and in school functions, school choir or something? Because I know you sing in the church now.
Okay. Yeah, in the church I sing pretty much every Sunday, and I belong to the church choir, and I sing every Sunday. And I also direct the youth choir in my church as well.
Okay.
And
let's go
from time
to
time.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Go ahead. You know, you were talking about
from
singing
time,
in
from
church.
From time to time, you know, I get invited to events to perform as well.
Okay. All right, Constance Chisomoji, let's take a listen to another song. This one is titled Echeta, and it's a remix. I couldn't have this. Okay, here we go.
What are crying in the morning? Have you forgotten that you have a God who is mighty and able to see you through all your problems?
I'm going to go to the store.
Okay, I'm gonna apologize for the quality of that of this particular track. It is coming directly from the computer, it's not sounding as beautiful as the other one. But the song itself is a beautiful song titled Echeta Remix. And Chisom, you have this Echeta, the original Echeta also. So talk about how you put this song together. Well, how did it come about?
Well, Echeta means I remember. This is a song I wrote last year in Nigeria, actually. I was in a friend's house, and at night I had a terrible dream. And when I woke up in the morning, the song came to me. You know, I remember all the good things you've done for me. When I was in the valley of the shadow of death, you delivered me. That's what the song is saying. So it was a song that just came to me that morning, you know, out of my distress, God did put that song in my heart. You know, and the song goes like this. Echetarami Oman Kinderem. Echetarami Oman Kinderemo. Echetarami Oman Kinderem. I'm not in the Gorokon. Give you away, Naaman. I remember all the good things you have done for me. I remember all the good things you have done for me, Lord. I remember all the good things you have done in the darkness of my life. You came and saved my soul in the trials of my life. You gave me victory in the troubles of my life. You came and made a way, Daddy. So it's a song that talks about victory. You being in danger, life being in danger, and God coming and saving your life. You know, so this song, you know, was written sometime last year.
Yes, I can obviously agree with that without any hesitation. And you sing gospel music, and gospel music touches the hearts of many of God's children. It is a spiritual song, and you play, we hear a lot of your songs in church. Tell us, what's your favorite song in church?
From my own songs?
Yeah.
This Echeta. I love this Echeta so much.
Okay.
And I also love Jesus. I love all my songs, you know, but there are some of the songs actually, it depends on what is going on, you know, when that song came to me. Like this Echeta, you know, is like a song of victory for me. So anytime I sing the song, it really takes me to a different level. I also love Jesus. You know, there's a love song I wrote to Jesus when I was at work sometime last year. And it talks about, you know, the love that Jesus has for mankind. His death on the cross, you know, which is an evidence of his love, you know, for the world.
Okay. Now, remember there was a song that you were part of, a song that the choir at the church where you go to recorded, and you were the lead singer in that album, too. What was that album?
Blessed When It Turns the Evil,
yes.
Choir. Actually, it's a compilation of different songs written by different people. We kind of put the songs together like a medley, and I led the song. This was 2 years ago.
Yes, that was a very, very touchy song also. It has praise and worship songs on it. Very nice song. I listen to that every now and then when I need to get a spiritual kick, so to speak. Is there any song in that disc, in that particular CD that you like to?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. I like Be Thou Exalted, O Lord. It says, Be Thou Exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be Thou Exalted, O God, above all heavens. Let Thy glory be above all the earth. Let Thy glory be above all the earth. That's one of my favorites. It's a lot of songs. We have about 50 or more songs on that album.
Yes. Well, let's take a listen to another one of your songs from the studio here. I was able to upload two songs. So let's take a listen to the next one. From the the second CD, I believe, titled Agapi Gawom. Now, tell us what that means in Igbo, Chisab.
Agapi Gawom means I have overcome. You know, you've gone through trials and tribulations, and now you've overcome by the power of God. So that's the title of the album.
Okay.
Talks and about victory.
And how did you come about writing this song?
When I wrote that song, I was going through a lot in my life, you know, and eventually, you know, God helped me to succeed in through my trials, and that was how I came up with that song, that the devil was battling, and now he's lost the battle. I've overcome by the power of God. You know, so the song pretty much mentions names of the devil, and that I've overcome, you know, all his temptations, all his trials, all his evil plans against my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as a gospel singer, you have a lot of faith in God to vanquish the enemy, to overcome your the shortcomings that come about in one's life. And that is a reason why most people, a lot of people, like the songs that they hear that you produce. Now tell us, when you write these songs, how do you arrange them? I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, you get inspired sometimes through your dreams. And what comes first after you've gotten the dream and the song? Do you lay down the drums or the guitar strings, or?
I can't play any instrument. That's one funny thing. And people say to me, if you don't play an instrument, you don't play any keyboard, you don't play keyboard or any instrument, how do you get your melodies? And I tell them, I hear them. You know, it's a gift. You know, you sit and you hear melodies in your head. You wake up from sleep, you have melodies in your head. When I get the melodies of all the songs and I get the lyrics, the wording to my songs, I go to a studio and I ask the engineer, the producer in the studio, that this is the song I have. I sing the song to them and they play the instruments, you know, to the song. So that's pretty much how the instruments come in. I go to a studio and have an engineer or a producer and they play the instruments for me. But I give them the melody.
You give them the melody, you give them everything, and they just
I give them everything. All they have to do for me is add drums or keyboard or whatever, violin or trumpets.
Wow. So when you hear the song in your dreams, or you know, whenever you do hear the song, it comes out clearly, you know, as daylight.
Yes. It comes, and I don't write a whole song in one day. I take a break. I might get, you know, an inspiration to do a chorus. I might write a song and get a nice melody for a chorus. And for the verse, I might wait a week or two before I'll get another inspiration to do a verse on this song. So a whole song, you know, does not come in a day. It can take several days, it can take months. It depends on, you know, when this break. I don't push myself to write. I don't just come in one day and say, you know what, I want to write a song today. I don't do that. I wait until the inspiration comes to me, and then I will write.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly how you feel, because as a painter myself, as an artist, I do see some paintings in my dreams also. And, you know, sometimes I see something and automatically it registers, and I start seeing the colors and the designs, you know. So I can understand how you really feel. And I must say, you know, the talent is really there. You can't hide it, you know. Even as I hear you singing along with the tracks, you know, the songs that we have here that you're playing, It just comes out naturally. So, you listen to a lot of Igbo music, I suppose, from the homeland, and Igbo music from abroad. And what's your feeling about what you hear, you know, people playing?
You mean how the Igbo songs in Nigeria?
Right.
You mean when I compare that to my own songs?
Well, yeah, compared to your own songs. I know you hear different artists playing different, you know, how does that affect you? How do you react to it?
I've actually had, you know, some very good artists, you know, in Nigeria that they are very, you know, there are a lot of gifted, you know, artists out there who have come up with their own songs, you know, written nice original songs, and did very well with them. And I respect an artist when he or she can write his own, her own song instead of copying what other people have done, you know. It's always good to do something original. I have huge respect for people who do original songs. Comparing that with mine, pretty much I follow my spirit a lot. I follow what I hear in my head a lot than what I hear other people sing. You know, I try to, my melodies are very original if you hear them. I try to write, you know, what comes in my heart. I don't try to copy anybody. I try to write what comes in my heart. And I've had a lot of artists out there who've done the same thing, you know, and there are a lot of similarities when it comes to, a lot of us write songs about the Bible, what happened in the Bible. So sometimes, you know, lyrics kind of, you know, sound the same. But the arrangement can be very different. So when I get my songs done in Nigeria, like when I get them produced in Nigeria, sometimes the beat might sound similar. You know, and when I have them done here, it sounds different. So it depends sometimes, again, on who does the production and who and the culture of the person producing the song as well. And the artist, again, you know. I grew up listening to certain artists like Panam Pastor Paul, Don Mon, you know, and some people might grow up listening to some artists who might inspire them to do a particular style of music, you know. But my songs are a combination of different styles. So I do soft rock, I do pop, different, a mixture of different songs. So I go with what I hear in my head than what I hear other people say or sing.
Yes, I noticed that in one of your tracks, Echeta, that we listened to earlier, that you did, you have some rock guitar solo there that I really, really like. You know, coming from Nigeria, we like to listen to some rock, nice rock guitar sounds also. Let's listen to another track here from Constance Chisom Adjei.
Though the troubles I face are weighing me down, though the road is so dark, I can't see ahead. Now I'm losing hope, I don't know what else to believe. Yet you say you've gotta be faithful till the end. You have the final say when my worlds are crumbling down. You say be still and know I am God, and to be kind and know I'm in control. I trust in you, I hope in you. There despite the hard times, you have a final say. So I'm striving to keep my head over the water. Though the wave is so strong, I can't swim. Now I'm feeling weak, I cannot hold on anymore. Yet you say, here comes the land under your feet.
You have the fire faith when my walls are crumbling down. You say be still and know I am God, and you be calm and know I'm in control. I trust in you, I hope in you. Despite the hard times, have a fire.
Now, on this track, I noticed that you this is from your new CD, I believe. So this is the final say. I noticed that you have on the first CD, the last CD is the most recent one, which is Chisom, God is with me. I noticed that you have a number of different producers that helped with the production on this CD. How was that?
Can you repeat the question again?
How did it come about that you have listed a number of different producers, Sam Baz, Fresh.
Yes, I had.
You have several producers. You know, I'm trying to find out, because it helps. When you're looking for quality, I know that you like quality, and that it didn't help that you had more producers on this CD.
Yes, actually, for me, sometimes when I look for producers to work on my songs, I it depends on what I want. If I want an African feel, I like doing my songs, with an African producer, because. Again, if you grow up listening to a particular kind of song and playing a particular kind of song, you tend to do better, and when I want something more like a Western feel, I like using, a producer who pretty much lives in or has been doing songs, like English songs, that has that Western feel to it. I like using, producers that can really play that song very well. So I have four different producers there. I have O Fresh, who did, I think, most of the songs. It has a lot of the African feel to it. And I also have Jill Stout, who did one of the songs titled Jesus. And I have Emma Ago, who is also a producer, based in New York, who did a HHR remix, and I have Sam Baz, who did more of the we call it the area, and the real typical Igbo feel. So I have like four different producers, so I pretty much have them do the songs based on what I want, the song to feel like, so I give them the songs based on what they do best.
Mm-hmm. Now going back to your singing, you sing in Igbo. We all know that you sing in Igbo and in English. Do you sing in Yoruba actually also, don't you?
My bathroom?
You sing in Yoruba. I think I've heard you sing in Yoruba.
Oh, in Yoruba. Sorry, I thought I'd be singing in your bathroom too. Actually, I don't speak Yoruba, but I'm trying to reach, you know, as many people as I can. And I had a Yoruba girl interpret a song for me. I gave her the lyrics, and she gave me the translation. And
okay.
I did it in the studio.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. It sounded so natural.
You know,
I thought you spoke Yoruba. And now, you recently had a lot of awards for your performances. You actually won Singer of the Year or something like that?
I won the Female Artist of the Year Eagles Award 2010. And 2011, I received two awards. One was pretty much an award I recognized musicians in the area, and the second one was an international award, Singing Sensation Award in Canada, Edmonton, Canada, that I won August of last year. You know, and last year again I won Woman of the Year in my church, so I received a plaque for that.
Wow. Yes, so I was correct when I said that you are an international singing sensation. Okay.
Thank you.
Tell us to some, our guests are listening, and your name is Constance Chisom Oji, better known as Chisom, simply Chisom. You are a singer and songwriter and a composer. And I recently heard through the grapevine that you had become an actress, is that correct?
Yes.
That you were doing Nigerian movies now.
Yeah, I did one. I've done two movies so far. The first one, titled Killing Me Softly, was released sometime last year in June. And currently, we just had a little premiere of Alaska Land sometime last month in January. So it's actually a combination of people from different cultures, different backgrounds.
Okay. So talking about people from different cultures, I also heard through the grapevine that you have been doing philanthropic work and how correct is that?
It is very true. You know, I have so much passion for children, and each time I see a child suffering, it really, really breaks my heart. And I've seen myself in dreams multiple times, you know, leading kids in a single line, you know, across dangerous roads. And I've seen myself, like, fighting to protect them, you know, multiple times. So I felt like God is just calling me to do something, you know. So I decided to look for kids, you know, go out there and look for children who are lost, you know, in some part of our world, who has been forgotten, you know, to see if I can do anything to help them out. And I found, you know, a couple of children, actually a lot of them in a village in Nigeria who really have no clean water, nobody to clean their wounds and bind their wounds, in very dirty clothes, poor living condition. I went there to visit them. I gave them clothes. You know, I shared the Bible with them, tell them about God. I spoke with them, tell them I'm going to focus on them. I really want to go out there and see if I can get donations and try to help them out, get, you know, clean water, better houses, and good church, good school. They don't go to school, you know. So doing things like that, you know, really gives me joy and puts my heart, you know, at peace.
Okay. Yes, I can understand that also. Well, let's listen.
And if I can add, If I can add, sorry, I the organization is actually called HUG, H-U-G, which means Heart Under God International Ministry. That's a ministry that I registered last year, and I'm trying to really reach out to all the suffering children out there. And the motto for the organization is to remember the forgotten. You know, so I would really love to carry out that dream.
Okay, that is Constance Chisom Oji talking about her philanthropic ventures, how she helps needy children, and that is quite commendable. So let's listen now to It Could Be You, one of her other songs. Yes, It Could Be You. Chisom, tell us about that song, Could Be You. Chisom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Tell us about
the song, It Could Be You. Yes.
It Could Be You talks about people out there who are very lonely, who are out there without shelter on snowy days, rainy days. They're out there on the street. They have no food to eat. They have no clothes to wear. Maybe they just had war in their country, and they have a bunch of dead people lying on the ground, you know, and, you know, pretty much talking about it could be you. Just because, you know, you feel like you have clothes to wear, you have a nice roof in over your head, it doesn't mean that this is a permanent thing for you. I mean, it could be you tomorrow that would be facing war. It could be you that could have flood, you know, get rid of everything that you've earned in life, you know. I mean, anything bad can happen to anybody anytime. So whatever situation you find yourself, just be grateful and try to reach out to people who are not, you know, in that situation that you find yourself in, you know. So always, you know, be prayerful. Pray for people who are out there hungry, who are, you know, who have their mom or their dad or their brothers and sisters killed in war. It could be you. It could be anybody, you know. Yeah. So the song, you know, the song that really came from, you know, thinking about other people, you know, what they are going through, and saying to myself, it could be me. It could be me.
Yes.
I cannot laugh at anybody. I cannot say, ooh, look at a country, they're in war. Oh, shame on them. Shame to Haiti, poor Japan. Because it can hit America. It can hit the United States anytime, any moment. You know, so that's why the song is, you know, that's all the song is saying. It could be you walking on a
yes,
lonely
it
road.
Anybody.
It could be you.
Yes, it could be. And I want to remind our listeners that they can look at videos concerning Chisom and her music, and information concerning Chisom and her music on the webpage. Know that Chisom has a webpage, and you can also look at our page, guttatalks.org, and click on Art Bearing Witness and follow the links. To click on the front on the page and see the picture of Chisom, see the painting also of Chisom that I made, Omenihu Amaechi, your host and artist, Njota Talks Art Bearing Witness. And just before we wrap up the show today, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few questions, Chisom. Just answer them briefly. These are quick opinion or favorites, your favorite Igbo music. I know I asked you about this before, but in a few words, your favorite Igbo music.
Echeta. I remember all the good things you've done for me. Echeta Ihoma Imerim. That's track two of my album, Chisom.
Okay, your famous international music. Any musician or music?
I love Panam Pastor Paul. Kanam Pasapo is a Nigerian gospel singer, a singer that I started listening to at a very young age. Hero really inspired me a whole lot. And I was so much in love with his songs. You know, he's a powerful, powerful worshiper. Pana Pastor Paul.
Okay, your favorite meal?
I can hear you very well. Sorry, repeat that again.
Food. There's a favorite meal, food that you like to eat.
Food.
Yum. I love yum.
Okay.
I love white yum.
Okay. And favorite car that you drive?
I love Honda Pilot. Honda Pilot.
But you drive in that car.
And you had a favorite toy maybe when you were younger?
I love to make doll babies out of a wood.
Out of wood.
Doll babies.
Doll babies out of wood.
I love to make doll babies out of the wood. I would break a branch of a tree. I would put an eyebrow, an eye, and put on an outfit on the stick and call it my doll baby.
Okay.
And if I can use the opportunity to say thank you, I don't know if I can say thank you with this opportunity or I'll wait when you're done with the question.
Oh, yes, you definitely can, because we just have, we're down to less than a minute now to round up the show.
Okay, I really want to use...
Yes, go ahead.
Sure. Any other listener out there, thank you. Thank you for you know, tuning in. I'm so grateful, and I hope you learned a lot, you know, from my personal life and career.
Okay. So I want to thank my guest, Chisom, also, for listening to Mjota Talks today. You have been listening to Mjota Talks, Art Bearing Witness, and I am your host, Omenihu Amachi. The producer of the show is Dr. Susanna Dodson. She is the publisher of Mjota.org. She is in the studio, quietly listening and enjoying Chisom's music like we all are. And we hope, Chisom, that you will come back again to Mjota Talk sometime and talk with us again. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm also thank you too much to Mjota Talks. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. Thank you a lot. Though I'm striving to keep my head over the water, the wave is so strong, I can't swim. Now I'm feeling weak, I cannot hold on. Yet you say, here comes the land under your feet.
You have the fire play when my walls are crumbling down. You say, be still and know I am God. And you become and know I'm in control. When my walls are crumbling down, you say, be still and know I am God. And you become and know I'm in control. I trust in you, I hope in you. Despite the hard times, you have the final say. When my walls are crumbling down and crumbling down, you say, be still and know I am God. And you become.
Art Bearing Witness is an interview program hosted by Mr. Amenihu Amaji. You can listen to the interviews on www.mjodatalks.org. Everyone Mr. Amaji interviews has his or her own page on mjodatalks.org. You can read about each interviewee and listen to the program on mjodatalks.org. Mjota Talks Fiction. When Fire Jumps. A novel in 32 chapters. Copyright 1998. C.S. D.L. McMorty. Mjota Talks Music, hosted by Irving Jean-Baptiste. Mr. Jean-Baptiste is a musician, a singer, a communications major at Temple University. He plays music, he talks to young artists.